Now the feast is war. Be as you always have been up to now.
To this Idomeneus, captain of Cretans, answered, Son of Atreus, more than ever shall I stand by you, as I swore I would. But now stir up the rest of the Achaeans to give battle as quickly as we can. The Trojans have dissolved the truce. Again, death to the Trojans! Bad times are ahead for those who overrode our pact and broke it. This fierceness made the son of Atreus happy as he passed down the crowded ranks. He came to where the two named Ajax, tall and short, were buckling on their gear. Around them armed their cloud of infantry. Like a dark cloud a shepherd from a hilltop sees, a storm, a gloom over the ocean, traveling shoreward under the west wind. Distant from his eyes, more black than pitch it seems, though far at sea, with lightning squalls driven along its front. Shivering at the sight, he drives his flock for shelter into a cavern. Grim as that were the dense companies that armed for war with Telamonian Ajax and the other. Shields pitch black, and a spiny hedge of spears. Lord Agamemnon, heartened at the sight, spoke to the captains warmly. Ajax and Ajax, captains of Argos in your mail of bronze, I have no orders for you. There's no need to put you in a mood for war. It's clear you've passed your fighting spirit to your troops. Oh, Father Zeus, Athena, and Apollo, if only every heart were strong as these. Lord Priam's fortress would go down before us, taken in a day and plundered at our hands. With this he left them there, and passing on to others as they formed, he found Lord Nestor, the Pylian master orator, haranguing soldiers of Pylos, forming them for action around the captains Pelagon, Alastor, Cromius, Hemon, and the marshal Bias. Charioteers with teams and cars he sent forward and kept his infantry behind to be the bristling bulk and hedge of battle, placing weak men and cowardly between brave men on either side, so willy-nilly all would be forced to fight. The chariot men he first instructed in the way of battle, charioteers to keep their teams in line, not to be tangled, cut off in the melee. None of you should rely so far on horsemanship or bravery as to attack alone, much less retreat alone. That way you are most vulnerable. Let any man in line lunge with his lance when he can reach their chariots from his own. You'll fight with far more power. In the old days, cities and walls were overthrown by men who kept this plan in mind and fought with courage.